Yeah, of course. I didn't expect it to be the same. Anyone who expected us to be banging in goals today, hugely mistaken. We had to battle. We didn't play great today. We tried to go with three forwards and cause them a problem. It didn't stick up there enough. We didn't have enough threat. It kept coming back, and we didn't use our spare man in midfield. And so we changed it during the game to try and get a bit more momentum. And at half time, I said to the boys, I've never seen them looking like as nervous and on the ball, and they didn't seem to want it enough, the ball. And you know, for a team that's just banged in 10 goals, that's surprising. So I told them to play with more freedom, not be afraid to make mistakes, but the game never really gave us the opportunity to do that. It was a scrappy game, and I thought they edged it.
I made a note at one point, both sides I thought looked a little bit edgy. Was it a question of two good teams just cancelling each other out?
Yeah, I think they wanted a reaction from their disappointing result on Saturday, and they perhaps had an edginess to them, but they hurt us with the big man and playing up to him. And that was why I was a bit sort of surprised by us having an edginess to us, because we don't deserve to. We deserve to go and play and enjoy our football. But, you know, like I say, we didn't carry a threat. We didn't trouble their goalie. Too many players weren't quite at their game, but when you're like that, what do you want from your team? You want you to defend well, defend your box well, stay competitive and stay in the game, and we did that.
I guess it's a question of doing the grubby bits well at that point.
Yeah, when it's not one of them free-flowing games, when you don't carry enough of a threat, you've got to make sure that you stay in the game and do your jobs. And a clean sheet away from home and a 0-0, you know, on the back of a good win at home is vital.
What did you make of the sending off?
I thought the first one was harsh. I thought he cleanly got the ball, committed to the tackle. Their guy pulled out, our guy won the ball. I think the refs got caught in by the crowd at that point. The second one's a booking, and Meadsy's at fault, because once you've been booked, you can't go doing what you did there. But then Barry Fuller gets booked for winning a 50-50 shoulder to shoulder, and the referee tells me that he booked him because he was disappointed with his reaction. What is he, you know, what's he meant to do, smile?
I guess at that point, well, you did. You rejigged things.
Yeah, we had to, and I got a way of, we have a way of trying to play with 10 men when we go down to 10 men, which I won't allude to because it gives away my secrets. But I think we do it quite well whenever we do go down to 10 men, and we certainly did that well today.
Hopefully I won't be drawing anything that you want to keep secret. But your side is fantastically fit. When you go down to 10 men with 15 minutes to go, that must be a great advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. But you still have to, like you say, you still have to see your job through. You still have to defend your box. You know that there's going to be more crosses coming in, because if they're good, they'll find the spare man. And we did that really, really well. And actually, we kept the ball quite well, you know, and that's what we try and do, aids that, and we did it really well.
All in a good point gained?
A good point, a scrappy performance, but a good point, and it will be an even better point if we can get a positive result on Saturday.
Without trying to overlook your contribution to Millwall, 21 games I think it was, Robbo got a great reception this evening on his return.
That thoroughly deserves it. Every club Robbo's been at, and this is a mark of the man, every club he's been at has loved him. Portsmouth loved him. Millwall certainly adore him. And there's not many players get that accolade here. And, you know, Wimbledon love him. So he's a wholehearted player. He knows where to be. He's an outstanding person. He was the player I was most impressed with during my time at Millwall. And, you know, as soon as I knew I had half a sniff of signing him, I went all out to get him. And I'm glad I have.
It's Fleetwood next. You mentioned Fleetwood and the name Wimbledon. We think back to what might have been. Does your mind go back to that in preparation at any point?
No, it's changed now. You know, I think we had a decent record against them, but then we had a poor one against Oxford and we turned that round. So anything can happen. It's new teams, new players, and, you know, we've got to reshuffle the pack and have a look at what team we put out. But whatever team we put out, we'll have a good go at it.